The next item on our agenda is to have a brief demonstration and update on our KNFB reader technology. As you know, the National Federation of the Blind invested in the development of technology along with Ray Kurzweil to develop the next generation reading machine, which over the last decade has gone through various forms, now currently in a mobile app available on pretty much any platform you can think of. And we continue to seek ways to strengthen the technology, get it out to more individuals, make it more flexible and dynamic. In the next little while, we will be considering how we're going to rework the core application that you find on your Android or iOS platform to make it more usable and to expand its functionality. And as you heard earlier this week, we're now exploring how to get it into wearable technology so you can have this most powerful OCR technology anywhere you are. Here for a demonstration and to talk about some of the forward-looking aspects of where we are is our Vice President of Business Development for the KNFB Reader. Here's Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Mr.
You're back again?
Here I am, folks, back again. Quick change of hats, and we're back again. Now, Ray will be next. In recent years, I have kind of become the warm-up act for Ray Kurzweil. It's a great position to be in. But before that, let me just say a few words, and we'll show you KNFB Reader on Windows. But first, just a little KNFB update. The K in our name stands for Kurzweil. Yeah, there you go. The NFB in our name stands for you and me, all of us. KNFB Reader LLC refers to the joint efforts that we make together to bring the best reading technology available. Now, we started this journey in 1975 when I was chief of the Washington office of the National Federation of the Blind and a much younger guy, but about my age, Ray Kurzweil walked into my office and he said he'd invented a, walked into our office really, and said he'd invented a reading machine. And I was suitably impressed and wasn't sure I believed him because, you know, there weren't computers at that time. So Ray had done something that people just couldn't do. Well, it's true he invented a reading machine, and I think a lot of you know all of that history, and if you don't, he can tell you about it. But in 2001, when we broke ground for the new Jernigan Institute, Ray was there long time after 1975, and he said, you know, I think the time's coming when we can have a mobile technology. We started working on that project in 2002. We got an engineering team together beginning in 2003. We said to Ray, how long do you think it is before we can have this technology? He said, well, we're not sure what platform it's going to run on yet, but it'll probably be about 4 years. Actually, sooner than that, in 2006, we launched the KNFB Reader Mobile on a mobile platform, handheld reader, and we launched it here at this convention. In 2008, we launched it on Symbian phones. Remember the N82 phones and other phones? In 2014, we launched it on the iOS devices, the iPhone and other devices. In 2015, we launched it on Android devices. And in 2017, we launched it on Windows 10. And so I know a lot of you guys are saying, why'd you do that? Why Windows 10? Or why Windows? Well, you know, the point of it is And this really does make the point. We want the KNFB Reader technology to be available on devices that you use for lots of other reasons. So if you're sitting at your desktop, why not hit the return key and take a quick picture, and you didn't have to get out your iPhone to do it, but you've read your mail or whatever. If you're on the go, use it on the iPhone. But remember, if you've taken a picture on the desktop or on the iPhone, if those files you have taken are saved, they can be read on all of your devices. They're not locked into one device. This is a multi-platform reading system, and it's the only one of its kind. I know there's great technology out there, but nothing multi-platform like this. And the reading quality still gets high marks. And it does, because when we started designing the mobile, Ray Kurzweil, first words out of his mouth were, "We need to pre-process the images so we can improve them for the best OCR." Well, we do that on the mobile devices, and now we also do that on desktop devices as well. We want KNFB Reader to be available for everyone on any device you have and use. And that could be wearable technology in the future. Okay, so I've got Joel Zimba sitting beside me here, and Joel's going to run the keyboard. He's sitting here at a Windows 10 computer. I'll just describe quickly the setup. It's a Microsoft Surface Pro, so it's a Pro 4 actually, with a Windows 10. Connected to it is a Hovercam Solo 8, which is a very nice document camera. It's not especially designed for KNFB Reader. It's an off-the-shelf product. I bought this one on Amazon, and so with off-the-shelf technology and our KNFB Reader software, Joel's going to read to you. And Joel, are you ready to read to him?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Field off. Process multi-page document.
Okay. So
our toggle button. Tooltip. Shortcut key.
So he is in KNFB Reader and running Narrator. Right now, probably the best results with KNFB Reader are with Narrator. You can read with JAWS or NVDA too, but I recommend Narrator. Joel, show us how it works.
Sure thing. So we're on the main screen of KNFB.
Get a microphone. Talk. Take his mic.
Testing.
There we go.
Thank you. So I'm on the main screen of KNFB Reader here. I think you can all see that.
You got to speak up.
Not unlike the screen of the mobile app. We have a few controls that run the whole thing. Let's see what KNFB Reader has to tell us here.
On multi-column toggle switch.
That's the multi-column toggle switch.
Default OCR language, English, combo box.
The language options, there are 14 languages right now, and it's going to catch up with the mobile app to come up to 30 sooner or later.
Off, tilt indicator, app bar toggle button.
Now there's a tilt indicator because there are mobile Windows devices, and it works just like it does on the iPhone and the Android with vibration. This one also has an audible tilt indicator, so I like using that, especially with these larger tablets like the Surface Pro 4.
Off, main menu, button, tooltip, main menu.
There's the main menu, and coming back around.
Take picture button, tooltip, shortcut key, control plus T.
Take picture button, that's the business end of KNFB Reader.
Take the picture, let's read.
Yep, about to.
About
National
blank.
Federation of the Blind, live the life you want. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people, because low expectations create obstacles between...
Now, the thing I like about that, number one, it's highly accurate, but number two is the quickness. Within a second after taking the picture, It was reading to us. You show me another technology that delivers reading content that fast. This is what KNFB Reader is all about, and it will do it on any of these platforms. Now, we've got the front screen that Joe showed you. We've got the reader screen that is now displayed once we've read text. We've got the settings screen. We've got the file explorer screen, and we've got the help screen. We've got shortcut keys that you can use to move from one screen to another. So for example, if you press Alt-C, can you do that,
Joe? Take picture button. Tool
Alt-C takes you right back to the take picture screen. If you hit the space bar from the reader screen, you go right, or the backspace, you go right back to the take picture screen. If you do Control M, you got the whole main menu. If you do Alt F, you go to the File Explorer. If you do Alt S, you go to the settings. In other words, you can jump around this really cool app and almost drive yourself crazy. You know, I liked KNFB Reader on the iPhone. It was okay on Android. It's a really powerful tool on Windows 10. And you can buy this app. It's available through the Windows Store for just under $20 until July 26. You try to get another reader for $20. Come on. All of you guys can get KNFB Reader between now and July 26th. And Joel will help you if you're having trouble navigating the Windows Store. So we can do that. But this is wonderful technology. There's a lot more to come with KNFB Reader. Now on all these platforms, and people are starting to ask us now, why not Mac? Well, I don't know. You'll have to talk to the powers that be. But maybe we can get it on Mac, too. We want to be wherever you are and whatever devices you are using, you should have access to KNFB Reader. No longer is this as big as the refrigerator or as big as a dishwasher, or no longer does it require an entire desktop to sit the units on. You can carry, I carry two or three of them around in my pocket, and I have it on my Windows machine. You can do it too. Mr. President, that is KNFB Reader today.
Thank you.